On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he recognized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. Each day we are faced with the opportunity of responding to the diverse laws and rules of life with either an attitude of gospel readiness or an oppressive view that marginalizes, debilitates, or casts judgment. In this gospel scenario, Jesus once again turns the law of the day upside down in a manner that for the Pharisees was exasperating, causing them to be enraged. The attitudes and actions of the Pharisees are not unlike ourselves today as we are confronted with the importance of the law, yet the law's limitations to live with attention to the common good of all and our need to engage in civility and compassion, no matter what the occasion. We know that legalism can be a deadly system, one which characterizes the Pharisees of Jesus' day and which was evident in their attitudes and actions, as we see them describe them in this text. Here, the legalism of the Pharisees was dramatically evident in their rules pertaining to the keeping of the Sabbath. This rule initially focused on maintaining opportunity to give over the day to God, yet so evidently that it is masked by extremism. Their response reflects how they are inhibited in their ability to see with the eyes of compassion and truth set before them. Their need to be right and justified by the law reveals their blindness to the spirit of the law. Jesus always seems to ask the right question with a transparency and boldness that catches one off guard. The man with the withered hand, so visible and in need before them, responds to the call from Jesus to stretch out his own hand in faith and be cured. And so he was. Earlier in this gospel story, Luke lays the groundwork which clarifies the issues which made the masses reject Jesus because, first of all, he would bring blessings on the Gentiles. Secondly, he claimed to be God. Thirdly, he associated with sinners. And now, because he did not keep the Sabbath as they interpreted it. And we know these issues dominated the relationship between the Pharisees and Jesus, which culminated in his crucifixion. I think this passage places questions before us about our own zeal and interpretation of both the laws and rules by which we live. When are they out of tune with God's mercy and unconditional love? Do we misinterpret situations and the actions of others, labeling them because they appear to be treading outside of the rules that are familiar to us? Do we ever allow our curiosity lead to a concern that ultimately leads to condemnation and criticism of others? How easy it would have been for Jesus to avoid this conflict. Jesus did not do so, however. He faced the issue head-on without name-calling, incivility, or judgment. He called for the man with the withered hand to come forward in the sight of all. Jesus wished to make an issue of the healing of this man on the Sabbath. Here was the very heart of the conflict between Jesus and his opponents. The issue which Jesus wished to raise was the purpose of the precept. Why was the Sabbath law given? The Pharisees concentrated on the negatives, on the do's of life. Jesus concentrated on the affirmatives. He asked, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Jesus answered the question through his deeds. Let us do the same. Stretch out your minds and hearts, like Jesus, and concentrate on the affirmatives of the laws and rules of life, and be open to witnessing the unconditional love, compassion, and mercy of God.